Welcome to another podcast, Spilling the Tea with Porter. Today we have a couple of interviews with Fleance Macbeth, the Ghost of Banquo, and Lady Macbeth. We are currently chasing down Fleance as he's running for some unknown reason. Fleance, why are you running? Can you stop for a hot minute and answer some questions?
No, I don't really have time. I'm currently being chased by murderers who just murdered my father, and I'm really out of breath.
I'm so sorry, but I need to know the piping hot tea. What happened?
I'm not really sure what happened. My father and I were just taking a ride on our horses, and these three people came up and slit his throat. Then they proceeded to stab him while he told me to run far away.
Oh, that's horrible. Who would ever want to kill Banquo?
I don't know. My dad was such a pure and wholesome man who had never hurt a fly. I really have no clue who would want to kill him.
Do you think they were going to kill you too?
They were probably going to kill me. But I didn't want to take any chances, so I started running.
Where do you plan on going now?
Well, my dad mentioned something about three weird sisters, so I'm going to go and try and find them to see if they know anything about my father's death.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Fleance. We are now back in the studio, but it's time for one of our sponsors.
Do you need to kill someone fast, bloody, and quick? Then hire the Three Murders. Only for $19.99. They are ready to shank 24/7.
And we're back in the studio with our new king, Macbeth.
Hello, Porter. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How does it feel to be king?
It feels great. I feel like I'm really suited for being king. It takes a certain type of man to be a truly good king.
And what type of man is that?
A man who is all about action. They don't think, they just do.
Of course, of course. Another question. How does your wife like being queen?
She loves it so much. She really helped motivate me to become king. Without her, I wouldn't be here right now.
What do you mean she helped motivate you?
Well, I can't go into too much detail, but she helped me realize what I really wanted in life, and she stopped at nothing to help me become king, which I am eternally grateful for.
So, who do you think killed Duncan?
I honestly don't know who would have killed such a sweet man, but I hate the fact that he was murdered at my home. But if I had to take a guess, I have to say the guards, because they had blood on their face the morning after Duncan's body was found. Or it could have been his two sons, who left Scotland not too long ago.
Interesting. And what do you think of the rumors that say you killed Duncan?
Well, of course, those are fake. I would never hurt Duncan. I was his loyal subject, I was his host, and of course, we were blood. Who told you that I killed Duncan?
No one. It was just something that people have heard. Of course, our king is not a murderer.
No, I'm not. I would never hurt or kill someone unless it was in a battle.
Okay, well, it looks like this is all the time we have for our new king. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in with Spilling the Tea with Porter. Up next, we have a very spooky guest coming into the studio, the Ghost of Banquo. Hello, Banquo.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today. Now, I wanted to ask some questions about your death.
Ask away.
So, do you know who killed you?
Well, I'm not completely sure who killed me, but I have an idea on who hired those murderers.
Who do you think would ever want to kill you?
Well, it's quite simple, really. I believe it was Macbeth.
What? Why Macbeth?
He is a coward and was worried I was catching on to him. So instead of confronting me, he decided it would be better off if I was dead. I knew that Macbeth had something to do with the death of Duncan, and he didn't want his secret getting exposed.
Wait, you think Macbeth planned Duncan's death?
I think Duncan's death was planned by Macbeth, and he killed Duncan himself.
Oh my gosh.
Macbeth isn't the wonderful war hero everyone thinks he is. Macbeth is a psycho, and he is a crazy man who will stop at nothing to get what he wants. But not to worry, Macbeth has what's coming to him.
Wait, what do you mean?
Just the other night, I gave Macbeth a surprise visit when he was hosting a dinner party. I wanted to show everyone who their true king was. I wanted everyone to know he was a stone-hearted killer, but most importantly, I wanted my revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, revenge. And I will get it when Macbeth is no longer king and my sons and his son's sons become king. Macbeth will have to suffer as he watches all of my offspring rule what once was his kingdom, and I will be up here laughing.
Revenge is a dish best served cold, as I always say.
Yes, it will be cold indeed.
Oh well, it looks like all our time is up. Thank you so much for coming in, Banquo. I look forward to the next interview.
As do I, Porter.
Last guest on this podcast, we will have Lady Macbeth coming in to play our new game, Where Are They Now? Hello, Lady Macbeth. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so wonderful. It feels great to get out of that stuffy old castle.
Well, I have a few questions for you before we go on to our new game.
Ask away.
So what is it like being queen?
Oh, it's been great. I love being the queen.
Well, your husband mentioned something about you helping him become king, and what was that all about?
Man who never really acted on anything, so all I did was give him a little push.
Well, that makes sense to me, but I have to know, what is your least favorite thing about your husband?
Well, my husband thinks I'm the crazy one in our relationship, but honestly, a little psycho never hurt anyone.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I'm so excited to introduce our new game and have you be the first one to play it.
Oh, I'm so very excited. How do you play?
So we have a wheel of names, and each one of us will take a turn spinning the wheel. And whoever it lands on, we have to say where we think they will be at this very moment. Get it?
Got it.
All right, ladies first, of course. Go ahead and spin the wheel. Prince Malcolm!
I believe the eldest prince is in England right now, mourning over the death of his father.
I believe so, too. Alrighty, my turn.
Macbeth!
Well, I think that the king is at his castle right now. Would that be correct?
That should be correct. I hope.
Okay, last turn, Lady Macbeth.
Banquo!
Well, Banquo is dead, so who really knows where he is?
Whether it be heaven or hell, let Banquo rest in peace. Tuning in to Spilling the Tea with Porter. We'll see you next time.